substance. Police say two of them may have suffered life-changing injuries, and others who came to help were also treated in hospital. Detectives believe the man they're looking for is known to the victims. Local MP Beryl Ribeiro added he was praising those who tried to intervene and hopes the suspects found.
This is a horrible and quite specific attack, and we hope that with all of the information that the police now know about this individual, that they will catch him soon.
Despite threats from Hungary to veto an EU aid package for Ukraine, a deal has now been struck. All 27 members have committed to a £43 billion of support. Some breaking news, and the base rate of interest has been kept on hold for the fourth month in a row. They remain at 5.25%, with forecasters predicting the next cut won't be until May or June. A Conservative MP says he's stepping down at the general election following death threats and an arson attack on his constituency office. Mike Freer, who supports Israel, has been wearing a stab vest to official events. He represents Finchley and Golders Green in North London. The Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, says intimidation has to be opposed.
We've got to protect democracy. We've got to ensure the people who don't share our values will never be successful. What it does do is bring Parliament together, united, that we will never give in to terrorism or will we give in to threats.
The number of people in hospital in England with flu has jumped 41% in just 1 week. Norovirus cases have risen even more. They're up 57% to their highest level this winter. On to sport then, and Lewis Hamilton's reportedly making a shock move to Ferrari for next year's Formula One. He's been with Mercedes since 2013, winning six of his seven world titles for the team. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. Thank you much, Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather today. It's bright outside and it's going to be bright the rest of the day. Temperature's about 9 degrees, going down to 3 degrees overnight. Friday, Saturday and Sunday are looking around 13 degrees and pretty cloudy, but should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
I've been watching on Netflix Love on the Spectrum. If you've not seen it, I missed the first series, and I do follow Abby. I didn't even know she was on the programme, but I follow Abby on TikTok. I saw her and her mum. It's really interesting. I didn't even know she'd done television. Didn't know that, but I don't know why. I just didn't. If you've not seen it, I think it's one of the most beautiful bits of TV I've seen in a very long time. And it deals with people with autism on different, you know, different scale of autism, and also Downs as well. And it's fabulous. It's really, you know, them trying to find relationships, and they've got a dating coach, and it's just beautiful. I brought a tear to my eye just watching it, because it's so pure and it's so honest and direct, and it's not like the way when you're adults and you kind of go on dates. It's more honest. They're so more honest and open. And if you've not seen it, it's on Netflix. If you'd love on the Spectrum, I know there's one made for Australia. I'm watching the American one at the moment. I think they've got series 1 and 2, and I'm sort of halfway through series 2. But it is absolutely beautiful television. It just is. And it's just lovely. And it's so romantic. And it's so sweet. I just think it's fabulous. I love the animation girl, who's absolutely obsessed with animation. She's got her own animation company. She's incredible. I really like her. And James as well. He's another one of the people taking part in the show, as well as Abby, who's on safari at the moment with her boyfriend David. It's tremendous. You must watch it if you get a chance. Just coming up to 12:04. I thought I'd have a little bit of Michael Bublé. Here he is with Everything. It will be if I press it. There we go. There we go. It's always good to press the next song button, Michelle. There we go. Always helps. I'm putting faders up all over the place. Sorry.
You're a falling star. You're the getaway car. You're the light in the sand. When I go too far, swimming on a mountain state, and you're the perfect place to stay. And you play it cold, but it's kind of cute. Oh, when you smile at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you. You make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you'll end me up when you remember. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute, my every day. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss you, baby, just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what all I can do. And in this crazy life, through these crazy times, it's you. You make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. Sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
Happy birthday to our Keith Ball, who is here. So he's not in the studio at the moment, but happy birthday, Keith. I hope you're having a lovely day. And don't forget, you can tune in to Having a Ball with Keith. Have a look at all the WSPhoenixFM.com, and yeah, you can tune in to all the shows we've got here on Phoenix 98 FM. Coming up next, here is Carly Rae Jepsen. This is Boy Problems. We've all got those.
Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
From 10 a.m. Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Vichkova and Kyle Widdington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Brendan Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Nikki Star-Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
I don't know what I did that for. My neck has gone quite cold. I haven't got my big coat on today. I went out yesterday in Chelmsford and saw my sister, and I did something very silly because I didn't put enough money into the car park. Now, normally, I do use this car park quite a bit when I go to Chelmsford. Rather than paying at the inn, I pay at the inn. And then in my head, I have to leave the park. It's half an hour over. What I did, I'm probably going to get a fine, but what I did is I paid the extra. It wasn't a good thing. I wasn't trying to stay all day. So I'll have to see. I will get some sort of thing through the post. I did actually pay an extra couple of quid, and then I left. But I don't think they'll accept. I didn't think they'll accept it. But it was a genuine mistake. There was about half an hour over, in my head, you put it in the car. I just had it in my head as well. Once you get it in your head, it's being a time. I'm a bit like that in the problem. That's why I got mixed up in the next one. You just get in it, the wrong thing in the head. And then you think it's that time. My dad was the same. I told you I took him to get cataract surgery. He was going up first there. But he went to see him. He was there. He was great there. And then by the time the desk opened, we went up to him. It's tomorrow. I was like, Dad! So I was taking a day off from here. But it was quite funny. You know when you sort of go, it was still January. So not only am I now going to get a fine for parking, I also had to pay for the new boiler, and I'm just starting to get a little bit of a twinge in my teeth as well. Now, I haven't been to the dentist for a while because I don't like dentists. I've got quite strong teeth apparently, so although they don't look particularly very nice. And I've also got a milk tooth in front, which I've never pulled now, which has got a funny colour and really should come out. But then the other tooth is in my gum line, like the kids would be. I said to her, last time I was at the dentist, if my milk tooth fell out, I said, would the other one come through? And she went, oh, your age. I said, well, don't say it automatically. She went, no, not now. That should have happened when you were about five. Maybe that's why I'm so childish. But and also they wanted to straighten my teeth. I think I mentioned to you, they wanted to do an operation into my sort of roof of my mouth, take the tooth out that's impacted there, and then I could get my other tooth straightened. But it was a big, when I went to the NHS, it's an operation that is not very nice, and I just thought, well, I don't know if I want to be doing that. Also because I sing and I talk on the radio. I don't think I'm going to get that done. Not unless I really have to. Although that area has been aching a little bit as well. I'm like, So I've got one tooth up the top, one tooth down the bottom, and they both have a tickle. You know, when you bite into something, you go, oh, that's not good. I seem to chew on one side of my mouth there, left-hand side. So we'll have to see. I've got a problem with the dentist. I'm like, how much more money do I want to fork out at the beginning of this year? How much more money do I have to fork out? First of all, it was a boiler. Can't believe that. The boiler is one of the worst things when it burns, and especially I had no heating during that really cold spell. That's one of the things. No, not the boiler. It's like a car breaking down. You go, no, I've got to get it repaired. If you don't know anybody who can repair cars, I've always been quite lucky that I've always known people that can repair cars. So really using a garage has not been that much of a problem, but I've actually got a really good one around the corner, which I do use for, you know, if I have a servicing and other bits and pieces, really good. But it's one of those things where you're like, oh no. But luckily I've managed to get something that's good that came in. But yeah, so then my next expense is probably going to be my teeth, and also because I can't go you can't get NHS dentist anywhere at all. So, you know, I thought having a filling was going to be about 40 quid. I don't know where I got. I plucked these figures from the air, like when I used to say to my mate, yeah, we'll go over to Barcelona. I think we can get flights for 30 quid. But when did you last fly? And I was like, well, you can't you? It's like, no, you cannot get a flight for 30 quid. And they were right. But, I think for one place I looked at, to have a filling done was £145. Is that right? Oh, I'm listening to my voice. Is that right? £155. Well, I think I've probably got a tooth done, and that doesn't involve any X-rays or cleaning or anything else. So that's like 300 quid, or possibly more, on having two fillings and maybe cleaning another 100 quid. That's, I think, because they're all private prices. I just want an NHS dentist I can go to. I'm going to have a look and see, because I don't want to pay like £150 for a filling, because I'll have to say pick a tooth. I don't know what to do. It's terrible. Isn't it terrible? The prices. That's why people are all going over to Turkey. That's why. Now, yesterday, my guests were the Rebel Party. They came in yesterday. sung live in the studio. Check out the interview at www.phoenixfm.com. But here they are. This is a track called You Got Love.
I'm not afraid to
that is the Stylistics there. I love that. Stone in Love With You. Just coming up to 12:41, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here, weekdays between 10 and 1, bringing you the best in music and independent music and guests as well. I'm so lucky to have some amazing guests on the show as well. Now, coming up next, I've got my red lipstick on. I'm just giving you vision, actually. I've got my red lippy on. I'm getting ready to, you know, get myself out of this chair. My side's kicking off today. Let me do that. I've got my orange jumper on. I shouldn't really wear this. I bought this orange jumper last year and I wore it so much. And it's got bits all over. You know when you get bits all over your jumper? Yesterday, that was home. I mean, say yesterday I was out with my sister in Chelmsford. I got into work and I thought, I've got some sellotape in my bag because I think my coat's covered in a little bit of hair. And what had happened, it wasn't only my hair. The jumper that I bought cheap from TikTok has basically shed all over my black, dark blue coat I've got. And it was covered. It looked like, I just looked like my coat was covered in hair. My sister, I said, can you turn up to, so she turned up on these things to, you know, you roll down your back. It's a bit like a massage, actually. She's trying to get the hair off while I'm wearing it on the high street in Chelmsford. And she went, the things pull up your hair, it won't work anymore. But it's literally just kind of, I tried to sell it, it's really hard to get off. So my coat, I can't wear it. I thought, I can't wear it because it looks awful. I need to get like, I mean, she had one of the roller things, but it just didn't seem to take all the hair off. It's come off the jumper. It's all short little hairs, got all over the coat. And then you've got my long hairs as well. It just looks horrible. Looks horrible. And, yeah, so I've worn my little duffel coat today. I just thought I'd share that with you. I don't know why. But if you saw me on Chelmsford Heights, you saw a woman standing there with a coat on and another woman with, like, an object sort of rubbing her up and down. Doesn't sound right. Rubbing her up and down on my street. She was rolling my back with this thing. It was, you know, I said it's a bit like a massage. Anyway. Here's Matt Carvel and Melissa with Loving You.
Leave the door open. I want to come over. Tonight is only young. I want to get under your body. Take you over. Come undone. I can't help thinking it's not enough. It's not enough for this heart. Who do you think about when I'm not with you? Does somebody hold you when you let me go? You can't hide, you can't lie. Cause baby I'm loving, loving, loving you. I could tell. My door is open, come on over. Tonight, you're still young. I wanna get over your body, take you under, come undone. But why do we only give it up?
Scooby-Dooby, this is working.
The river, love, the river. Semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management of Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, you can book tour operators such as Hayes Travel and Mini. We package any type of holiday together with airplay and active protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, beaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, plenty more coming up the rest of the afternoon. Before that, let's have a look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, on to the roads. Brook Street roundabout first off. Looking clear, heading down towards Lakeside is clear and coming back through the Dartford Tunnel. Up towards the M11, no issues. Sandpit Lane is shut. I think they're doing some repairs on the trees. It might be something happened. It's happened down there. So just be aware. Mascales Lane on to Eagle Way. Looks like there's a little bit of a problem along that section of the road just past Essex Way. So just be aware. There might be diversions in operation. Horses Corner, a little bit busy coming up from the on the road. Shenfield Station, a little bit busy around there as well. A12, not too bad at the moment. You've still got the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions while they do the much-needed repairs to the roads. More traffic and travel coming up with Drive Time at 3. Now, as you know, Siobhan has moved over to Sunday, so she won't be here today. So you've got the playlist for the next 2 hours with loads and loads of great music between 1 and 3. Then Joe Bailey's going to be here at 3 o'clock with the Drive Time Show. And Michelle Spencer's coming in, the local yoga teacher, to talk about mindfulness and well-being. 6 p.m, 98 Not Out, the latest news and national cricket news with Darren Mutu. The non-league hour at 7 p.m. with John Chubb, presenting an hour of news from our local non-league football clubs. 8pm Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards with Gareth Williams, and then the Night Shift, a country music show with Madeline Christie, and she's going to be chatting to singer-songwriter Claudia Stark. That's all coming up later on here on Phoenix 98 FM. Coming up next here, though, is The Music of Sound, and this is called An Andy. Independent music at its best.
Riding hollies in Hawaii, ay, ay, ay.
Katy Perry with Harley's in Hawaii. Thank you to all my guests this week. I've got a short week. I'm off tomorrow. So thank you to Natasha from the Chicken and Cob Bookshop. Her interview is up online. The Rebel Party, their interview is up online as well. And then Dean Ron Warrens will be up tonight or tomorrow morning. And also Olivia Cuttle, who I spoke to earlier. So that's all of my guests this week, four of them and two of them today. So thanks very much. There'll be more guests and more new music and more me next week. But I'm having a short week this week, so I'll be off tomorrow. And you've got loads more coming up with Joe at 3 o'clock. We've got the play hour. Do what you like. The playlist between 1 and 3, and then Joe will be here with a drive time show. Sorry, Joe, if you're listening. Joe's probably going, Michelle, what are you doing? I absolutely love, by the way, Joe's, I love Joe's promo. Every time I hear it now, I keep laughing. It's when she goes, Joe can't breathe. It just, listen to it, it's really funny.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
I love that. Coming up, this is a track that I first heard on Phoenix FM. It's Ian Anderson with Doggerland.
Footsteps o'er the garden, 'tis retreating ice and snow. Left us breathing high and dry, lands in this cup of flow. The seeds of Albion wind blow free, scattered to the moors. Harbored beneath the sunny deep, a west out of ropes will grow. All across the Dogger Land. Strike with rock and flint and bone, follow trail and hoof. Onwards to another place, a place to raise a roof. And these four walls to shelter us upon the blessed flood. This earth is well the same. All across the Doggerland, all across the foreign tides, across the foreign elk woods, open islands near and wide.
Today, have a good one. Fabulous weekend. Enjoy what you're doing. Continue to get 2 hours of great music for Joe. Get to it at 3 o'clock. Coming up next, we've got some Carly Minogue, we've got some Ian Brown, and we've got the Hoosiers.
Back across the Doggerland, cast a fellow overkill. One farmhouse is in Tuscany, challenge winter's will. We dance in a boat, sharing a dream. Somebody's dream is the one. On this earth is well, the saving blood. A bell of the world.
and sunscreen. Now the mortgage dreams have died all across the Donald Land.
This